So you can finish up what you were saying.
Yeah.
You see, everybody argues subject matter when there's no subject there. You need to have a sworn, signed complaint, or there's no case. Everybody should go to YouTube and watch Judge Wapner. Before he would sit down on People's Court on TV, he would ask, is the complaint been read, and are both parties sworn in, and is there a competent witness? He would not sit down until that happened. And that's the only way jurisdiction happens. Other than that, what they're doing is they're fishing you in on a little cracker for you to nibble at it, spit it out, and say, I don't like that. You're wrong.
I was told not to swear in or affirm in.
Absolutely, you want to swear in because you want them to swear in too.
Well, I was told if I swear in, then I'm in their jurisdiction.
No, you're not in the jurisdiction. There's no jurisdiction to have if there's no sworn complaint. How can you be in jurisdiction if there's no signed complaint? Somebody's got to explain that to me. Show me that in the law book someplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't really know the answer to that.
Well, John told me not to swear in and not to affirm in because then you're in their jurisdiction.
You're in their jurisdiction anyway. You walked into the courtroom. Don't go in the courtroom. They're not in the jurisdiction.
You open your mouth.
And you know that's all wordplay anyway. You know that, right?
Yeah. Until
you have a sworn complaint in blue ink signed by the complainant, there's no case.
Well, I don't really know what exactly John told you, Jan. But if he told you that, there probably was a reason. So I that might be something to ask. And
yeah, he says so. You're not in their jurisdiction. If you swear in or affirm in, then you're under their jurisdiction.
Yeah, well, I think there's also I think you're right about that. Where if you swear or plead in, it's almost like admitting you're in their jurisdiction, even though they don't have jurisdiction in the first place.
Right.
It's really all fraud. So I guess it's better to be safe than sorry.
First of all, a judge is going to have you swear yourself in.
They don't even swear you in. I brought my own Bible in.
I know they don't swear you in, and that's what because this is all wordplay.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. It's smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
And,
you know, if you watch Penn and Teller, they'll get a 747 disappear in front of you. That's what these guys do. So all they are is they're courtroom magicians, and if you believe it and you get sucked into it, but you just stick to your guns. You ask them three times, I need to see the sworn complaint. Is it here for my inspection? If the sworn complaint is not here, and the complainant, the plaintiff that's claiming to be here, is not here, this case is now moot. And you ask them again, is the other party here? Is the plaintiff here? Does the plaintiff have his sworn complaint? I have not seen the sworn complaint with his signature on it for my inspection. Is it here today for my inspection?
And
if not, this case is moot. And you say it three times. And after the third time, you tell him, ma'am or sir or whoever's up there wearing that funny, stupid black gown, tell him, listen, there is no case here.
Okay.
You're wasting my time and the valuable money of the state of Connecticut. This case is moot. Have a nice day. I'm out of here.
Okay.
What's moot mean? M-O-O-T.
Well, yeah.
But you know, the
mean?
Funny thing is, we caught them in a big lie, and this was the lie. I said, by the way, they said I have two docket numbers on the same day at the same time.
Crystal, you don't care. They have to have two sworn complaints.
Yeah, okay. Let's get back to the
I
whole...
I just want you to...
Okay,
judge
guys,
lied
guys.
Under oath in front of the whole... In front of the whole... all the people we brought in. He said, no, you're not on there. And here I got it, and his name and signatures on the complaint that it was there. And he motioned him to take my money, too.
Okay, guys, I understand this is all good, but okay. Let me just we have some new cases we want to discuss. They're not quite on the website yet, but I still want to talk about them. And then if we have some free time at the end, you're more than welcome to come in again. We just want to kind of get this information out. And I do want to ask if either Alina Strogen.
She's not available. Oh, she's there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Oh, you are.
I'm here.
Okay,
yes,
great.
I'm here. Thank you.
Great. I see that your case is for tomorrow. That's correct, right?
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try to mute people who are making noise, and I just want to give you the floor for a little bit to talk about what your case is and potentially what you need and such.
Thank you so much. Yeah. First of all, I want to thank you to National Liberty Alliance because helped me with, so far I know, two people, like a court observer. And I want to tell you something about my case. I had a steam explosion in my apartment, rent apartment in Manhattan, and my insurance was State Farm insurance. They, the inspector came, did pictures, and make a report, make a case, and for 6 months I stay in hotel because it was very toxic air, and I was exposed to carbon monoxide and toxic gases. At some point, the inspector refused to pay anymore me, and later I discovered he wrote checks with forgery and deposited that checks in New Jersey, at TD Bank in New Jersey. Supplementary, they refused to pay, they refused, actually a breach of contract. I try everything to do to settle, to write letters to president, and then nothing goes working. So I start in 2011 the case in the Supreme Court of New York. Mm-hmm. And the case already has three judges. The first judge dismissed something, leave only breach of contract. The second judge, he says he's new on this court, wants the case to be to another judge. The third judge, which will be tomorrow, is a nice judge, very fair, but I believe doesn't like the idea of the case to be in a court of record and under common law. I start the case in civil law, and from February I understand about common law, and I submitted a notice, and I say it is my wish to continue under common law. State Farm refused to compel with discovery to provide me the pictures at the inspection, to provide me the receipt for the expenses which they wrote to checks with fraud. At the deposition, instead to answer the inspector, answer the lawyer. Finally, the case arrived at summary judgment. Judge Richard Brown denied the motion for summary judgment, but also didn't grant my notice of cross motion, which finally, I discovered was falsified. The State Farm paid people and steal from the court paper and from my house, from my file. Finally, I went with the chief clerk, which now is Mr. Rossetti, now he's retired. We cannot find the complete file. Okay. The State Farm insurance appellate it's not the final decision, to appellate division first department. There I went and I say, first of all, you have a file incomplete. They falsify the truth under what they provide appendix a copy of the all papers submitted in court in the Supreme Court. And I say, here is missing the motion of protection, the motion to compel with discovery, the motion to release this law firm. Affirmation and opposition. My replies, where is? So they mutilate the file, so the appellate division had a... And finally, their motion, their appeal was denied. And now we are back in the Supreme Court. In the meantime, because I didn't have, effectively, I don't have receipts from which they pretend they paid. I filed another motion under common law, and I say I want to have the documents provide which was not provided in discovery. They falsify as usual the truth, and finally tomorrow is they refuse, and in September the judge asked me if I receive a letter where, actually the judge in November 2014 said State Farm permanently has to have a representative in court. So the lawyer plus a representative. And when I went in September, the judge asked me, did you receive a letter from State Farm? I said, I didn't receive. Say, do you want to see this letter? I say, judge, first of all, this is not a court of record. Please to be in the record. Second, usually about 4 years, he sent me an email, everything. I don't understand. I didn't receive an email from him. I didn't receive a letter. A copy of letter in court as a courtesy. I didn't receive by a mail. I didn't know what to do. Do not bother the judge and do not be a delicate situation. But all the time I stand up and I refuse to approve everything what the judge say. And the judge gave me the letter. I read, and the letter say State Farm cannot send a representative in court, but they will be ready for any problems in court by phone. Finally, the judge asked me if I want to continue. I say, Your Honor, I continue, but this is not the right court. Please, you have a copy of New York State Constitution. And here is some, I provided already to National Liberty, some paragraphs. And please read Your Honor and State Farm and tell me where say I do not have the right to pursue this case under common law. It's not working in civil law. Already 3 judges. It's my right. If you find somewhere, please tell me and I will continue the case under civil law. And the judge say, did you serve to the State Farm? I say, no, but I can serve now. Almost served, and finally say, okay, we take my assistant will come and we'll talk with you. And we went in another room, and the assistant tried to prepare, the judge assistant, the pretrial. And I say, okay, pretrial, but this is not a court of a record. What do you want? I don't want to continue under civil law.
Okay.
And finally, didn't go anywhere. And when I came back, judge say, Ms. Trujan, we want to submit your copy from New York State Constitution and the fragments, the paragraph which you took under the record. They say, okay. After court, I still insist to receive a copy of that letter because I didn't receive even by mail after report, even by mail. And I didn't receive. And I submitted a motion for sanctions because they didn't compel with is a contempt of court. And tomorrow is a motion for a sanction. And I ask sanction for State Farm Insurance and also from the court because they didn't file my my documents under common law.
Okay. So what do you need from us? Because I have here in the request that you don't want people to call in. What are you looking for exactly?
Somebody to be with me in court, and thank you already. I have two people will come to me with me tomorrow.
Okay, great.
Yeah, they are member of National Alliance Liberty.
Okay, awesome. So that's great to hear. Thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you. You are very helpful.
Oh, thank you.
And keep going. And if you need me in New York area, I will be ready to help you.
Thank you.
Say again, please.
Where is the court?
It's in Manhattan, 60 Center Street, fourth floor. I don't remember very well. It's room 425 or 435.
In what town?
Manhattan.
Manhattan?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and would it be okay if I put the information for the court on the website?
Definitely. Please, do this.
Yes, we will. I'll try to do it right after the meeting tonight. So
because
hopefully...
it's a shame for American justice. They still inclusive from the court. Inclusive the motion from the court, and they submitted, I have evidence, they submitted the brief and the appendix, without three motions, without replies, without affirmation and opposition. What is going? It's too much.
Okay. Thank you for that information. I will say that... it seems like you're doing a lot of statutory stuff. So you started this as a statutory, and now you're trying to move to common law.
Yes, I started in civil law in 2011. And starting with March, April, I moved in common law.
Okay. Well, thank you for telling us that. I appreciate that. The other person, I wonder if he's here, and next time I'll try to, you know, prepare these people for here, is, Paul Gonzalez? Is Paul Gonzalez here? And I'll unmute everybody. Yep. So, is there any Paul Gonzalez here? No.
I don't see him.
Yes, I don't either. Maybe I'll go to... But I will put his name up and his information up in, on the website. His court date is on December 30th. So there's still a little bit of time for that. But there was another person whose court date was in early January. And let me see who that is. Is that... Jeannie R. Sanders? So if none of those people are on, I'll just briefly explain a little bit about what I got from the court case for... what is it, Paul? So Paul is asking people, and he is fighting J.P. Morgan Chase. I believe, from what I can see here, this is a Foreclosure. Yeah, it probably is. So, he will be asking people to call in for his court case on December 30th, and I will put his information up. Other than that, does anybody have... I don't want to go too much into strategy, because really the main goal here is to, I guess, get people to the court. So if you all want to talk maybe the strategy at the court, I'm willing to do that at the very beginning before we start, but I really don't want to have that as the main message. And really, John should be the one to really explain him, because what I'm afraid of is also to giving maybe an opinion that's bad or kind of contrary to common law. So I really want people to try to avoid that on this particular call. So does anybody else have any other, I guess, final questions, wrap up or anything? I'm going to try to make this one a little bit short. It's near Christmas, and I'll put up the information once I get that. Okay, well, if nobody has any other final questions or anything else, we'll definitely have more next week. I'll try to get the information up tonight about the two court cases that are coming up, so the one tomorrow and then the one on December 30th. So the one on December 30th will actually be next Wednesday. So with that, I want to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to anybody.
Question.
And, oh, sure.
Thank you.
This lady that's got her case tomorrow, I didn't see anything information posted on it for this week.
No, I know. There wasn't any information on it.
So how is it, we just finding out 9:30 about this woman's case?
I know, Jan. I've been so busy this week. And
but she was up like 3 weeks prior to that, I think.
Well,
Mabel's was up.
Well, this court, let me see. This case in particular, this request, I got 2 days ago. The one that
wow.
I see.
Wow.
So, and a lot of these court cases, too, you have to understand are, especially the ones that we had literally, I think it was last week that we were discussing, they were all last minute because we're really just starting to do this now. So as time goes forward and as it's not near the holidays, we'll definitely have more time to update this because, toward the holidays, I'm pretty busy trying to finish things up before then and all that. So, right now, I'm going to put the court information for her up, and I'll put the address so that way people can see it, and then I'll put the other guys up for December 30th. And, we'll go from there.
Okay.
Yep.
What nationality is that one lady with the accent?
I'm Romanian.
Romanian. Okay.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. And I also want to say thank you and Happy Christmas to Mr. Jeff. He called me, but I didn't understand when I called back. He didn't answer. And anyone who want to come, I will say thank you in anticipation, in advance.
You really got your stuff together, lady. I'm impressed.
Yep.
Thank you so much. I worked so hard. It was not my profession, this. I finished veterinary medicine, but I learned a lot. I didn't believe. I love this country. I love the Constitution, but I couldn't believe I will arrive here.
So you learned all this from NLA?
I learned myself on my skin. I was many times poisoned with carbon monoxide. I arrived in emergency room. I have a case for personal injury with carbon monoxide is in the Supreme Court country of Kings, and I hired 5 lawyers. And these 5 lawyers, 3 of them finished with forgery lawsuit in my name, inclusive a life insurance for $500,000 in my name. I have proofs. I have everything. And I fired all lawyers, and I started to present myself. And
wow.
Now every day I study about common law. And thank you, I discover you, which are you have a very conscious date, and not only you, but it's very close to my understanding. And thank God you are very friendly.
Yep.
Laura, can you hear me? This is Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Is this Laura?
Thank you so much.
I've been on it. I guess I got somehow muted off when I was on the.
Oh yes, I'm sorry. Background noise. So.
Anyway, I just wanted Jan to know that what was going on. Nothing. It wasn't nothing was going on. I've been emailing the New York and New Jersey because New Jersey's close enough to have courtroom observers. So I emailed her as soon as it came in, and then I reminded people today, and she got 2 people on Christmas Eve, which is amazing to me.
Yes.
Right. So, yes, thank you, Laura. And Laura's been a really great help, and she's been sending out the emails and everything. So, even though I've been busy, she's actually been handling a lot of that. So there has been stuff actually going out and things that are done for that. So, really, the 2 cases we're going to be focusing on are... So I'm going to put the information up for that one. And you said you just want people there. So I'm not going to put the... So I'll put the phone number, but I'll just mention that. I don't want to put the phone number.
Isn't that not supposed to be calling the court?
Well, I think she said
she... supposed to be calling the court, says.
Yeah, she doesn't want people to be calling in. She just wanted people to be there. And I can understand that. Because sometimes if you call... you could put pressure on them that way, but,
yes.
There could be consequences for that, too. They could be really mad at you. That's that. So I'll just put the hearing information on.
Yes, feel free, and if you need more information, I am ready to give you everything. Maybe finally this kind of corruption will stop. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yep.
Sir, I grew up when the communism was installed in my country, and America was our dream. Everyone was waiting for America to come to save us. And now God helped me to arrive in this country. I live here about 22 years. I couldn't believe. America has the most, the very good law, the fantastic constitution, but is not respected all the time. In my case, no. I'm open and I can say every time. I was not respected, but will be respected.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you. You have a fantastic, fantastic goal. It's unbelievable, unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, and happy Christmas, happy holidays. Do not matter of color or religion. Important is to save this patrimony, American Constitution. 220 years ago, the founder father didn't have Wi-Fi, satellite, trends, telephone, TV, and they did a constitution which is still alive. And now the modern people try to annihilate this. It's not correct. I have nothing against American government, but I have something against tolerance for corruption.
Mm-hmm. We do too.
Yes.
Very yep. much.
Okay. Well, I'm currently putting up the information for you, and if you feel like there more information should be up there, let me know.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Yep, good night, everybody.
Yeah, good night.
Good night, and thank you again.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.